Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to get in some entertainment news to kick off the hour. In a little bit, we're going to talk about getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner, how you're preparing for that.
Yeah.
Got a robot grandma to talk about. And what's something you've seen a lot of, but you're still in awe of every time?
Cool.
Get into our schedule as well. Some local good stories of the day and local events going on. All of that coming up. We kick things off with the nominees for the 2025 Songwriters Hall of Fame. They were announced the other day. Names are Eminem, Janet Jackson, N.W.A., Boy George, The Doobie Brothers, Alanis Morissette, Sheryl Crow, Bryan Adams, George Clinton, and Steve Winwood.
Wow, what a list that is. Diverse.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah,
I don't know if I could have come up with a more diverse list if I was looking at one of my mixtapes from high school.
I'm telling you.
I don't know, yeah. A songwriter with a catalog of notable songs qualifies for induction 20 years after their first significant song release. Unfortunately, voting isn't open to the public. Whoever gets in will be honored in a ceremony sometime next year. These are just the nominees, but these are people, especially with the Songwriters Hall of Fame, I think it's just a matter of time with certain names. That's why you see a name like Steve Winwood or the Doobie Brothers that have been around for a long time.
Right.
They've just been waiting.
Right. George Clinton.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love to seeing hip hop represented in this.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic. Certainly not every song or anything, but I could pull up at least 30 to 40 different hip hop songs and just read you the lyrics, and you're going to think it's poetry.
Right.
Or spoken word or
something like that. Yeah.
And everything. I really like seeing Alanis Morissette and Sheryl Crow and Janet Jackson getting their due. Janet Jackson has never gotten credited for her songwriting.
No.
Every hit that she's had, that's her.
Right.
The Call Me Miss... that's her. That's her, her, her. 100%, man.
They always focus more on like the producers and stuff like that of her stuff. They never really talked about her good songwriting skills.
I mean, there's probably like 10 producers people know in music history, and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know, because she was so big, but you know them because of her. It's really the other way around.
You're
so right about that. Should be interesting. I'm going to be paying attention to that one. Let you know who gets in, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have time today, but on Monday's show, I believe we'll. Monday's show. I got it scheduled. Toy Hall of Fame made their announcement.
We're going to get that on Monday. One of my favorite things.
So similar thing, kind of.
Yeah.
And looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. That is on Netflix tonight at 7 o'clock. I would love to know out there, and we're gonna. This is just a little tease right now. I'm mentioning this. I want to talk more about it on Playmakers tonight from 5 to 6. Be sure to join us for that. Call in. Let me know. I want to know who's watching this.
Curious.
I've heard plenty of people in bigger cities that I know. I've heard plenty of talking heads on the Mouse Network and all that are going to watch it. I want to know everyday people. I want to know my fellow citizens out there. How many people here in middle of Wisconsin are going to be watching this fight?
I'm curious.
And I'm curious along with that. Do you even have Netflix?
That's a good point.
I don't, and I won't be watching it.
There you go. Well, there's one.
Don't blame me, Melissa. I grew up in a boxing household,
right?
And I have a certain bar for good fighting. And as much as I miss seeing Mike Tyson destroy human beings in the ring, I got nothing for this. I got nothing. This is back in the day when you've got a prize fighter who has passed his prime fighting a kangaroo. That's what you have here.
Yes. I think The Simpsons had an episode about this.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. And Jake Paul's a scumbag. Jake Paul's a walking, living, breathing scumbag that people continue to just promote and help and everything.
He was asked by a reporter when he's going to start actually fighting, basically, like real thing. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but he ignored him. He did not answer the question. So
just
he won't even answer it. I mean, come on,
because he's no different than Alec Jones or any of these other people.
Yeah.
In fact, he's even gotten in trouble for promoting misinformation and things like that too, and stuff. He's a creep. He's a scumbag. No more steroids is going to change that. No matter what. On Netflix tonight, the second half of Cobra Kai season 6. I do believe that it's the last season of that too. So
wow.
A lot of people excited about that one.
Boy, that show had legs I didn't see coming.
Yeah, yeah, really. Me neither. Yeah. Streaming on Peacock right now, the premiere of Twisters. Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar Jones.
Such a good movie.
If you'd like a preview of
that's
that,
so good.
Listen to Director's Cut. We had a nice fun time, the three of us, talking about that. Yeah, that was a fun time. And that's a good movie. That's a good movie. Check that one out. Thelma is on Hulu tonight. It's an action comedy starring June Squid as an old lady who takes justice into her own hands. It actually looks really good. Richard Roundtree is in it as well.
Really?
My
man Roundtree, yes.
I'm talking about Shaft. It looks like, I really hope it's a good movie. I'm going to watch it. We know how many of our elderly, how many of our seniors out there are getting taken advantage of all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movie about a lady. Now, when I say this isn't Liam Neeson getting her revenge like that.
No.
This is her actually trying to hunt down the scammers and
yep.
everything. And her grandson who goes with her on it. June Squibb is a beautiful, wonderful actress. And senior actors like her don't get a lot of work.
No.
There's not a lot of roles written for actors like her. I'm so happy for her that she has this lead
really
role
cool.
at her age.
Yeah.
And all that. And it looks really good. It looks like a really good movie. And it's a topic that is incredibly important.
Yeah.
Mm. And the Sears premiere of It's All County, where Luke Bryant talks with other Nashville artists, is on Hulu tonight.
Oh, okay.
Check that one out. And The Night Before Christmas in Wonderland, an animated comedy starring Gerard Butler, Emily Clark, and Simone Ashley, is on Hulu tonight as well. You got Charlie XCX hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Sunday Night Football is the Chargers versus the Bengals. And on Paramount at 7 o'clock, Yellowstone. Then you have The Dune Prophecy, one of the bigger shows HBO is counting on.
Oh, my gosh.
Starting this weekend as well. And one that looks sneaky good. I don't know if it is or not, but I saw the first trailer for it last night. On Paramount on Sunday, the series premiere of Landman, a drama about oil business starring Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm, and Demi Moore.
Wow. Interesting cast.
It looks gritty too.
Mm.
It looks like Billy Bob Thornton's gone back to his thespian days.
All right.
Like he's really acting in this one.
Good.
John Hamm is always good, yep. always gives you his A game. And Demi Moore in TV.
She's making quite the comeback right now. I like it.
If that is written well, they got the money behind it with Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a sneaky good show.
Yeah.
I actually might check that one out if I get a chance, which I won't because I have no time.
No, you don't.
New in your theaters on the big screen this weekend. Here has gone into expanded release. That's the movie where Tom Hanks and Robin Wright reunite with Robert Zemeckis, that director.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Bettany and Kelly Reilly are in this. It's a drama that takes place in a single room over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they just focus. It's just set on the room.
Yep.
And the actors
like a stationary camera. Yeah,
I can't wait to see that. And I'm happy.
I do want to see it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It hasn't done great, but it has done well enough where they're expanding the release, and that's a win.
Yeah,
like for
yeah.
a movie like
a
that.
Small. It's a very small movie in terms of you know budget.
It didn't have a good
stuff.
first weekend, but
yeah,
but it was
yeah.
limited release too. So
yeah.
keep that in mind.
And interestingly, while it didn't have a great first week, it had a very steady first couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they were looking for. Like if there wasn't a huge drop and all that. That's pretty impressive too,
man. In this day and age, when they're so quick to drop movies if they don't do well that first weekend,
yeah.
I mean, is this can we use this model again? Maybe see
please.
If there's an
please.
Audience for it.
Yeah.
Maybe there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's also Tom Hanks and Robin Wright.
Yes,
I mean, mm-hmm. come on,
they're yeah. so good.
If that's a great point. If you're going to do this, bringing in a proven commodity, we talked about mm-hmm. owning a property
mm-hmm.
and how important that is nowadays and everything, and that's not. This, but it is in a sense. There's a brand that you know. Hey, I know this has worked before.
Mm-hmm.
These three, I got pretty good proof in it with Forrest Gump. That's
yep.
a pretty good idea. And the big movie hitting the big screen this weekend is Red One. The Rock stars in this holiday action as North Pole security. Chris Jeez. Evans is in it. You got J.K. Simmons jacked beyond all belief as Santa Claus. He actually got all built up for the Superman movies
yeah,
that he was
uh-huh.
doing, where he was in the Spider-Man movies and
yep.
all that and everything. And they never had it without his jacket on. They actually had a bunch of scenes lined up for it, and it was cut. So he was already in good shape, and it just kind of like naturally fit. I like J.K. Simmons as Santa. I kind of like that.
I like that idea, yeah.
Bonnie Hunt is Miss Claus. That's pretty cool. Andy Garcia is the voice of a talking polar bear.
Andy Garcia?
A big polar bear, too.
I hope this is good. I'm going to admit, it's rated PG-13.
It sounds like a fun, silly movie, yeah.
And it's got a lot of really great people in it. Mm-hmm. Lucy Liu's in it.
Yeah. That looked good. And what also is looking good is the things that they got cooking up over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Everybody. Yeah.
some great stuff lined up for you. You've got Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater presenting their Elf Tea Party coming up. That is going to be going on December 8th from 1 to 4.
Nice.
Make plans for that one, everybody, and get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. Of course, White Christmas, Irving Berlin's classic White Christmas. This incredibly ambitious production is going on mm-hmm. December 5th. I'm so proud of the team behind this one and our theater for attempting this and doing this and gonna just pull it off incredibly.
Man, the sets, they look so good.
No
so
doubt.
Excited.
Got a perfect cast. Got a lot of great people working really hard on this one. Almost every night, Monday through Friday and stuff. And looking forward to this one. Get your tickets for it at wrctheater.org. And but I want something tonight. I don't want to wait. I want something tonight or possibly tomorrow night because tonight I plans.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's it. Well, geez, I do think that there is a show coming up here.
You know, James, I think we have something for you tonight, everybody. At 7 o'clock at the Lois Canton Studio Theater, we've got Hate Mail. Have got Hate Mail.
Couldn't remember the name.
Starring James J. Mailer.
That's right.
Beth Hedhager. You can see them on the stage.
Live and in person. Yes.
The Lois Canton Theater, and you can have popcorn.
That was good. We should have had her do the ad. I mean,
I'm so glad I have a beard and you can't see how red my face is right now. I did. She flipped it on me. I didn't see that coming. This is a really fun one, Seth. This is based on a classic, too.
It is.
Love Letters.
It was really funny. The writers of this show, they thought, you know, both established playwrights, they said, you know, let's you don't remember that old play, Love Letters, where you just sit on stage and read letters to each other? Let's start from there, but we're going to flip it around. And then after they did like the first two letters, they're like, yeah, that we'll throw out the window. We're going to do whatever we want. The cool thing about this is that they actually wrote letters to each other, and then they had to figure out what they were going to do next as they wrote back to them.
It's crazy.
Which, that's awesome. Which is a great, I love the idea of, and that's one of the reasons why it's an insane story, but it is so funny, ladies and gentlemen. It's hilarious. I am sitting there doing the lights, and I am laughing at these two. I mean, my gosh. I have to be very careful tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to be, you're going to be hearing that a lot, you know, kind of thing. So, and they also, the actors have to be careful of cracking each other.
Yes. As I found out yesterday during rehearsals. Yeah. It's a stripped down theater. This is theater unplugged.
Yeah.
This is us up there with a handful of props and really just kind of focusing on the work and really trying to give that to you.
Yes. Exactly.
And the fun thing about the Lois Canton Theater is it's so intimate. So you're right there. You get to see every little facial expression. So you'll be able to tell if they crack up.
Yeah. James is so afraid of now. It'll be fine.
It's going to be a really fun show.
You're a consummate actor, James. You have this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be such a fun, interesting one. I will admit this is more of an adult humor kind of play.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yep. Some adult language as well. Yep.
Yeah. And among all that, it is a great laugh. It is a great laugh if you're looking for one tonight or tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Lewis Canton Studio Theater. Big thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for having the studio, for giving
Big
shows
shout out
like
to Gretchen
this.
For this. Yep.
We've had some great ones going back. Melissa knows what she's talking about that stage.
Yes, she
had
does.
An amazing one-woman show over there. And a big thank you to you, Seth, for bringing me into this one. This was fun. This is roll number 103 for me.
Okay,
and
all right.
I couldn't ask for a better one to hit 103.
Man, as soon as I read it, I knew who I wanted to be my Preston.
I appreciate that. I really wanted James Bond to be 103, but this is a good follow-up.
Take what
this
you can,
good,
man.
This is good. Absolutely. I'm an actor.
Maybe
we're an actor.
That's right.
Yeah. That should probably be roll 107. James.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Oh, just not bad. Boy, not bad. I have to give you that one.
If we could do ending the show on that.
On a slow clap?
Yeah. That would have been done. And a shout out to Beth. Beth is pulling double duty right now, everybody. She is going to be in White Christmas.
Yes, she is.
She's been working hard in our rehearsals, and I know she's been working hard in those.
Yes.
So I appreciate her doing that. And, and especially to all of you out there, the tickets have already been selling very well for this. I got to think that that's a lot of you out there, listeners. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Do appreciate it.
Buy local, support local, support the arts. Everybody get your tickets for all of these great events and more at wrctheater.org. And we plan on seeing you there, everybody, too. We want you auditioning. We want you playing around backstage with us and everything.
Get involved. It's a great time. We can guarantee that.
Mm-hmm. We will take a time out and we'll come back and we're talking Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
We're going to talk about that in the prep for it coming up on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Oh, it's so 80s. Oh, I love it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, getting played in by those Pointer Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And that wonderful synthesizer. We got to help you out here, everybody. That's what we try to do. We try to help you get some information, give you some serious comedy to start your day, and, of course, help you prep for Thanksgiving. These are the three main things. No.
Year-round.
Thanksgiving is coming up fast, and if you were selected to host this year, resources like Food Network and Food and Wine say you should probably start your planning now, if not a couple weeks ago.
Right now.
Here are six things you should definitely have crossed off your list to do coming up to this.
Okay.
A guest list. Send out a couple texts this weekend to anyone who hasn't gotten back to you to invite a definite yes or no, so you know how many plates to set. And
that's very important. Yes.
Yeah,
how much food to make. Yeah.
Knowing your audience. A menu. Decide what you're cooking and making a shopping list. That includes communicating about any dishes or drinks you're asking other people to bring, and allergies and those things, of course.
Got to get that.
Otherwise, you'll end up with six ambrosia salads.
Yeah. Ambrosia salad.
That's good.
I love it. Who are you inviting to your Thanksgiving dinner, Melissa? My gosh, they're bringing that? Wow.
I have seen like multiple people bring stuffing before to a wing.
So
like
there's
three or four things of stuffing.
There is nothing wrong with that. Stuffing is the best.
It's number three on this list. I don't know if it should be number one, a turkey. At this point, it's a good idea to either have a fresh turkey or on order or a frozen one in the fridge.
Get a frozen run,
I mean, if you're serving turkey.
Right.
Right.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that tofurkey is not going to cook itself, so, you know.
Now, the good thing, if you're me, I guarantee you there's rigatone out there. I guarantee you I can find some pasta.
James is ready.
There's no shortage of that.
No.
I don't have to worry about that. A clean fridge. If you haven't gone through your fridge lately, do it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need room for the turkey.
Yeah, you're going to need the room.
You better believe it.
I think that's one of the better ones I've seen on this list. I think a lot of ones, if you are hosting Thanksgiving, and it's your first one, certainly I think a lot of this helps. We got a lot of pros out there, though. We got vets out there.
We do.
They don't need me helping them or anything like that, but I do think that that's a nice note, a nice reminder.
It's easy to overlook until it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have any room in my fridge.
Yeah. A clean oven. If you only clean your oven once a year, this should be the time.
Now is the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And an inventory of your pantry. Take inventory of what you have in your fridge, cupboards, and drawers, especially when it comes to things like spices. That way you're not going to grab for one and it's gone.
And it's gone. Get everything ready. Yep. Prep is essential.
I swear, my poor Nana, she would get so bent out of shape when that would happen. She would just, Thanksgiving's ruined. It's like, nah, it's fine.
I love that idea.
And she'd find something that would, substitute.
Nobody
would be able to tell a difference, and then she'd be upset that nobody could tell a difference. You couldn't tell I used paprika there? You couldn't...
That's good.
The same applies for things like plates, glasses, napkins, silverware, tablecloths, bakeware, and serving spoons. Make sure you'll have enough to go around.
Mm-hmm. Always important.
So, as I said, I don't know that this is necessarily groundbreaking news to anybody out there, especially if you're prepping for Thanksgiving, but it might be groundbreaking news to a lot of people that don't do this. And so I ask a lot of people out there, make sure you're saying thank you, make sure you're being appreciative of the people hosting Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
There are certainly...
Bring your own serving spoon with your dish that you're bringing to pass.
Ooh, that's a good one. I hadn't thought about that.
Good tip.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Any other honorable mentions? And any out there from the audience?
715-424-4255.
2600. Bring an appetite.
I know.
That's what my dad always says. Bring an appetite.
Very important. Very important. Make sure you have both kinds of cranberries. You need to have both. You need to have the canned, and you need to have the fresh. You need to have both. And I hear Melissa.
I already have the canned. It's in my cupboard. That's all I'm having for this.
Well, see, if
jellied cranberry sauce,
which I enjoy,
and stuffing, of course. Stuffing.
That's all you're having is cranberry sauce and stuffing. That's an interesting mix. I like that. Make it very simple.
Yeah,
simple it tastes fun. Good together too. Yeah, yeah. Stuffing and cranberry sauce tastes good together. So,
That is all good. That all sounds really good, and it's getting me very hungry.
Yes, good. That's what we're trying.
But we're right in the. Seth is right, and I say this, I know, but it's a Friday. Come on, give me a pass. Seth is right. We're right in the middle of cranberry country, and if you're not buying local, made, fresh-produced cranberries right here, you're doing it wrong.
There's a difference.
A difference.
You want to have those fresh cranberries, because that's going to add the tart and the zing to the rest of your dishes.
Cranberries are awesome.
Buy local, support local, and look for that red Made in Wisconsin label, everybody that you hear our own Alice and Dairyland talk about all the time. And
fresh from Wisconsin, yeah.
And you want to do this because you don't want to upset your robot grandma. Wait a minute. What? No. People have done pranks where they kind of mess around with food scammers to waste their time. This is something my father and I would take turns on many times when I was in high school and everything. It's actually where I tried out a lot of my voices. And everything.
Good practice.
We didn't have a dog back then. Now I do it with the dog, but back then it was scammers and everything. The telemarketers
looks from Sam.
Stuff. Well, a company in the UK has created an AI grandmother bot just to talk to phone scammers and waste their time.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
a little twist.
The bot is named Daisy. And the voice mimics an older person who goads phone scammers into meandering, fruitless conversations. And it could effective because older folks are a common target for phone scammers.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are. And that's actually not a bad idea. I kind of like that.
Let's
use AI for this.
Yeah, I really stay away from anything AI that I can.
Right.
And I really don't like to mess around with any of it. And it's not to say that AI is evil or bad or anything.
It has its place.
It has its place, and I just don't. It doesn't have a place for me, really. I don't have a need for it or anything. Man, this is maybe the best I've seen use of it. If the scammer is able to hang on long enough to insist on getting personal information like bank details, Daisy will make up fake information.
Wow.
And it isn't something you can buy. The company that created it is a mobile phone operator, and they put numbers in leading to Daisy on a lot of lists that scammers use for leads.
So there is no app.
They're populating the phone list with it. That's awesome.
There's no app to download. There's no QR code to scan to get this or anything like that. They're on it.
That's crazy.
Just like your grandma. Just like grandma. You don't even got to ask her. Graham's already got it.
Oh, man.
Nod's already covered it.
That's great.
Man.
I wanted to see if they've got a little bit of an audio of this. I'm just going to go ahead and see how this plays right now.
Okay, let's try it.
So, W is then a dot.
Three times W and then dot.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour.
Gosh, how time flies. It's showing me a picture of my cat, Fluffy.
It's showing you a picture of your cat, Fluffy.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
See, people, the scammers don't like it when it's flipped back on
they
them.
They do not.
Actually, the voice sounds pretty all right.
It sounds pretty authentic.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
And when you put the phone, crackle in there, it's going to be a lot harder to tell that it's not a real person.
Well, another thing that this does too, and they're hoping, is that this will help law enforcement be able to give them a little bit more of a lead or more information.
Maybe they can trace some information from the call. Yeah.
Keep
that makes sense.
On the phone long enough.
Yeah, right.
There's a wonderful movie we brought up, Tom Hanks earlier, Catch Me If You Can. And in that movie, I think a lot of people realized one thing that our government does very well, I think, in flipping people. And I don't mean like getting them to turn on people. I mean taking what they're good at and saying, okay, you've been hurting people with this. How can I get you to help people with it?
Right.
It is what superhero movies are based on nowadays, right. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this is that in its own way. But they're doing it, but it's a company. company doing on its own and taking the initiative to this. This is something that is pretty darn cool, and this isn't the last we're going to see of these kind of things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see more of this, where people are pushing back on this stuff.
Yep.
And boy, don't give a rebellious spirit even a little bit of a threat, because they'll take it and they're going to run with it.
Right. Give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I have heard of people like that have the time to like, yeah, I just talk with scammers on the phone because I got nothing but time and I'm wasting their time and I'm taking them up from calling other people.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, because that's another key part of this, Melissa. Thank you.
Taking up time.
You, while they're following, say that, you know, most of these scammers, they believe
stringing
this
them along.
Yep. and even if they believe they end the conversation, they take that information and they're hunting that down or doing whatever they're doing with that when they're not affecting a real person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to our news break and our sports break. Take care of things with our partners. And when we come back, what's something you've seen a lot but you're still in awe of every time?
Yeah.
You still go, oh. And then all that.
Puppies and kitties.
Start thinking about your answers. We want audience participation on that one. 715-424-2600. We'll come back and we'll talk about it on the morning
Sunshine,
show.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
At WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Some Sir Elton to play us in.
Yeah.
And some nice vibes right there. And that's what we're doing right now. We're kind of, I know the first hour, if you notice, a little heavier. A little bit more going on there and everything. We're wrapping up the hour, wrapping up the week here with some lighter fun stuff and everything. Some serious comedy. And some awe. What are some things that still astonish you? What are some things that still blow you away? I know for me, seeing an animal walk for the first time, like I've gotten to see that a bit. It never gets old. It never gets old to see something take its first steps, child taking its first steps. I've mentioned many times on the air, I am spoiled in this job, man. I wake up every morning getting to see the sunrise from this chair. Boy, it's pretty cool.
That is something that you never get tired
James,
of.
How many times have I told you to stop sleeping in the chair?
I can't help it. It's really it's not actually we need better chairs.
Yeah,
but there are no reruns with nature. Just it's beautiful.
Telling you,
there's just some honorable mentions there.
And how about
get the ball rolling?
The eagles that we get to see around here around the river.
Yeah.
Oh man, I never get tired of that. That's so cool to watch them fly around.
You can tell we don't because we get distracted by it every time
we do.
It's like squirrel. Eagle.
Yep, it is eagle. Definitely. That's we got a list here of things, and we want to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Call up and let us know. What are some of the things that make you that just still make you go in awe, and you still enjoy, like mountains and also the ocean.
That'll do it.
I said before, it was really hard for me to have a bad day in California, and I had some bad ones, man.
I'm
had
sure
some really
you did.
Bad ones. But you see, you got the mountains on one side, the ocean on another. It was really hard.
It's pretty
amazing.
If you've seen both the Rocky Mountains and then the Appalachians on the other side, the Rocky Mountains, the first time you see them, it is just amazing. I mean, it's we don't get to see them here, of course, but if you ever get a chance, it is literally awesome. I mean, they're
what's amazing is how long it takes you to actually get to them. Like, they appear. You can see them like, whoa, those are the mountains.
Yep.
And like 3 hours later, you're still driving towards them.
Yes.
Wow.
And they haven't gotten very much bigger yet.
Yes. It's amazing.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it takes a long time to get there.
It does.
It's really interesting. Oh, that makes me want to do it even more, though.
Oh, man, you should.
That's like a show before the show, kind of. Like, to me, that sounds really cool, actually.
Like, are we there yet? Are they going to get bigger? And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa.
There they are.
The Grand Canyon, I haven't seen in person yet, but just flying over it a bunch of times in my life, even just seeing it from that perspective was amazing.
Again, and something else.
Yeah. Never got old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thunderstorms. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Really?
I was going to say clouds. Clouds, I find, I'm amazed by clouds and how they can be so different, you know, like, and these are things that we can see. The clouds and rainbows are kind of my two big top ones of this. But,
rainbows.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
They're
amazing.
Yeah. Rainbows are something that should not, like, be, right? To me, that it's always, like, weird to see a rainbow because it's like, what am I looking at here? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. It's not something you can touch, you know, that kind of thing. But every time you see it, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, the colors are so bright. And
fall foliage. The turning of the seasons, autumn's fall. It is. I mean, what for me personally, 47 of them I've seen, and they never get old.
Yeah,
they never get old. Never stop loving them.
Yep.
The night sky on a clear evening.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Especially if you can get out from under ambient light. I mean, I grew up in the country, so we always had an amazing night sky. Yep.
I'll say
one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Yeah,
you know, it is certainly a case by case basis. But whether we're talking Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago, at night the skyline is a sight to see. Mm-hmm. It is a man made sight to see, but it has its beauties.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of light pollution. So if you can be in the country and see the beautiful nature of sky, I recommend that. But I do think that everybody should see it in person. Those night skylines I'm talking about.
I'm totally with you, man. When you go up on Highway 53, if you're going to Duluth, okay, there's at one point, you're still several miles away from even Superior, which you have to go through to get to Duluth, where
it's almost like the mountains.
It opens up, and you, because Duluth is built on the side of a cliff, on the side of a hill, you can see all the lights. It's an amazing sight.
It's got to be something.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things of going up there. Yeah.
My uncle,
it is. It's mine too. But then I see that and I'm like, it's still another 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. It's a ways to go. Yeah.
It is a ways.
But it is a really pretty sight.
Yeah.
My uncle used to talk about that too. Mm-hmm. That and seeing the northern lights from Minnesota.
Oh, yes.
He said that he maintained. He didn't have a lot of things that he stood his, stood his ground on. That was one of them. That was the perfect place to see the northern lights was Minnesota.
I agree. Especially where I grew up. Yeah.
Sunrises and sunsets, also eclipses, or maybe a supermoon that might be happening this weekend.
Oh my gosh. Astrological stuff? I mean, astronomical. Astronomical stuff.
Yeah, you're really into that astrological stuff.
I know, aren't I? Yeah. all that stuff is amazing. All that meteor showers, like Brittany was talking about this morning. Yeah.
Got a listener texting in the Duluth thing. They love that too.
Yes. They love it.
Watching an airplane take off and looking out the window of a plane.
Yes.
Yeah, I
can see that. That's an amazing thing, yeah.
It is pretty impressive because all of this, or if you're on a plane, that moment of liftoff where you suddenly, you feel the loss of the ground.
Of the ground. It's a really interesting feeling,
It's an interesting feeling.
I don't think a lot of us know what it's like to feel weightless. That's almost as close as you get to it.
It is. It's not like being in space, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah. When you hit turbulence, you're suddenly like, oh, I'm weightless for a millisecond.
The Aurora Borealis, or the Northern Lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've touched on that.
The International Space Station passing overhead, any spaceship going off. I don't know.
The pictures that we're seeing from the space station Earth, those are awesome.
Right.
Yeah, the web photos.
I was going to say, or the flip side, seeing all the from the web space camera, all of the pictures we're getting from that. Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah. Amazing.
This next one's going to test us.
Uh-oh.
Snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love snow. No,
especially a heavy snowfall.
No, it's my favorite. It reminds me of my grandma and her fresh-baked cookies.
See there. So you have a pleasant memory.
Mm-hmm.
All I think of is cold and wet.
You know,
you just need to change your thought process, Seth. It's easy.
I have a feeling.
Think of cookies or pie.
There you go.
Things that make you happy.
I feel like if I could just put on enough weight, I could really enjoy winter. I really
could. Maybe you should eat cookies.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I'll ask cookies and pie.
I'm going to ask my robot grandma to make some.
Yes.
I'm ask her.
Maybe she,
ask her.
Yeah. Maybe she can make some for you.
Yeah. Pregnant.
She can make them, but she'd probably give you a recipe.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, she would. She'd spend an hour doing it, but
yeah, right. And it might have glue in it, so be careful.
Yes. Pregnancy and childbirth, certainly.
Yes.
There's nothing like it. I was really young when I saw my sister come into this world.
Yep.
And I saw one of my cousins coming into the world. I've seen a lot of births in my life, and no reruns. It's amazing. It's amazing. The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Wait, what?
Wait a minute.
Okay, now they're just throwing things in there.
Which I get. It's cool, but I'm like,
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
It's not awesome every time.
No.
Dogs show up on the list. That's Melissa's a good one.
Touched on that. Yeah. Animals.
Yeah. Animals. Yeah. That's
we
a good
one.
We
don't deserve dogs. Dogs.
No. And someone said along those lines, as an example, a video of a cat growing up with dogs thinking they're a dog now and vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Those never get old. I've mentioned
before. Or kittens
before.
That grow up being mothered by chickens.
I mean, those cross animal things, those are always amazing.
So cute.
There's so many, I think. And I think that whether you agree or not, you've got your own list out there of things. Mm-hmm. And it's important to, this is the perspective I talk about from time to time that can be one of your best friends, having perspective. Yep. Oh, this is going horribly wrong. Oh, I don't like what this is happening right now to this or to that. But there is these things yep. that are
Where's my silver lining?
Yeah.
Every one of those things, did they cost you? Well, other than the Lord of the Rings. none of these are necessarily going to cost you anything. So many of these, if that, out of the 13, 14 things we yep. listed, like 10 of them are nature. 10 of them
natural
are just,
thing, occurring things, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're every day. Again, there are no repeats with nature. There are none of those. So they're there right. for you every day, everybody.
And while we may not have, you know, like the ability to go to some of these places or see them, yes, that might cost you some money. But, you know, if you want to go visit a state park, check out a pass at your library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a new, you know, something that we have available to us. So look into the resources that are available to
yes.
help you
yes.
Achieve and attain some of these things that will bring enjoyment to your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And enjoy that supermoon because that is my number one.
Yeah, that's coming up.
That moon, baby. Yeah. Just seeing that anytime. We will take a time out, our final time out of the week. We'll come back and wrap up the show. We're going to talk about some fun things I got lined up for us here. Let's get into the top signs your holiday have arrived.
We'll oh, okay, that's a good one.
We'll come back on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you had a great week with us. We sure did. We appreciate everybody for joining us.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Wrapping up the week here. We'll take you to the top of the hour, get into our schedule and some other good stuff going on this weekend locally. But it is mid-November, and have the holidays arrived yet? How you answer might depend on which radio station you're listening to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Someone asked 2,000 people to name the top signs the holidays have officially arrived, and the number one answer was hearing Christmas music on the radio.
All right.
Really?
Radio's awesome.
Festive music on the radio was number one with 20% of the vote. Seeing or hearing your first holiday ad was next at 13%. And the sun setting before 5 got 11%.
Oh,
Regardless of when you think the holidays start, two-thirds of us have already started prepping for them in one way or another. 61% said that they've already purchased at least one gift.
Mm.
You can make that 62 because I got a handful of, like, the check. I got some.
He's on it. He's yeah. on the ball.
And it's a big year for James because he hasn't given these presents yet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God.
Good on you, James.
I'm so close.
Stop thinking about them.
You're right. 64% also geared up to travel, and you might need to prepare yourself emotionally for it. The average person lasts less than a day before they need some alone time.
I like that.
The average is 19.6 hours before it's like, okay, I need right. You know what? I got to go to the bathroom. But you just went. I know.
Just kidding. It's the only quiet place in the building.
You know, and if you didn't learn this beforehand, you learn it as a parent, that is, you think, at least.
Well, the idea, like 5 minutes, right, mm-hmm. in the bathroom. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes it
yeah,
doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. And then you realize your two-year-old is walking now. And, yeah.
and then there is no privacy yeah,
there's
left.
There's no hiding. There's no
zero,
hiding.
Zero.
What about you out there? 715-424-2600. How do you, for you, what is the way, I know the holidays have started. This mm-hmm. is definitely go time. I don't know. I've been in radio for so long that when I think of content, I think of commercials and advertisers and a lot of those things. I feel like my brain has been warped as far as what the holidays are. Mm-hmm. I immediately go to content and I'm trying to think of like, you know,
what can we do with the, yeah.
So I'm being genuinely honest with everybody. Yeah. Like those are where my first thoughts come from. I'm thinking about the holidays in June and July. With radio, this is a marathon for us. This
right.
is go time. We are incredibly busy from a month ago to at least a couple days into the new year.
Yep.
Mm. So it's where my brain goes yep. with this. When I start seeing holiday movies like being advertised, that's one.
That's a good point.
I've seen
yep.
a little of
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
When I was a kid, it used to be the first snowfall. Because that would happen usually sometime kind of in mid-November, typically, and you start seeing the ground covered in white. That for me was like, oh, the holidays are going to be here soon. I get to see my grandparents. I get to spend time with my cousins. Like, that's when I would start getting excited about the holidays.
That's a good one.
I can't count on that anymore.
No, you can't. That's funny, Melissa, you say that, because where I grew up, it was, you know, there was a 50-50 chance that we were going to get snow in October. So
yeah,
it was one of those things where, no, it's too early now. We haven't even gotten to Halloween yet.
Want to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, everybody. And we've got some good ones lined up for you. Of course, Matt and Air on Air coming up at 10 o'clock. Be sure to join Jane and Greg for a great one at Friday show. You know they're going to have fun on that.
And I'm actually going to be on there today, guys.
Very good. Very good.
That's
very
cool. Greg reached out, so I'll be on at, I believe, 10:50.
Okay, cool.
All right. What are you going to be talking about, Melissa?
Snow.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm not going to listen to that.
Our new show, Community Stories.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Very cool. And we love all of our Civic Media family and love seeing the cross promotion there. Need more of that.
We do.
That's fantastic. And be sure to join us tonight. We got a great lineup for you from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for Midday Magazine in Part 1. Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us. Got some great conversation with Senator Teston, what he has been up to, of course, his reelection, and what his goals are for the next election, and how he feels about those that didn't vote for him, and talking about that. I want to talk about that and stuff with him as well.
Good to know.
So we'll be getting into that, and we'll wrap up the week I think it may be a perfect way to wrap up the week. Something I was touching on earlier, we're going to be talking with Peter and Lisa about the Breakfast with Santa coming up this Sunday.
Okay, nice.
This is going on at our VFW Post 2534. It is hosted by Two Hearts Catering Company.
Yeah.
It's a really fun event. Be sure to make plans this Sunday for Breakfast with Santa from 10 to 1, all you can eat breakfast buffet, $15 a person, and 10 and under, you're getting in for free.
Hey, all right. That's a deal.
Join our friends Two Hearts Catering for 20 at 2711 Redden Road, our wonderful, all proud VFW. We're proud of that VFW. Head on over there and enjoy that, everybody. Peter and Lisa will be on a little bit later today with us to talk about that.
All right. Very good.
That's two Sundays in a row that they have an all-you-can-eat thing going on at the VFW, because last week it was the spaghetti feed, and this week it's Breakfast with Santa.
Breakfast with Santa, December 15th. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, everybody.
Yep. Oh, December 15th. What?
Yeah, it's December 15th.
December 15th. Oh.
Did I say Sunday?
Yeah.
You said this Sunday.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
I did that way too many times. I apologize. December 15th.
Sunday, December 15th.
Sunday, December 15th. Yeah. I apologize.
Get your tickets now, though, because they probably sell out.
Yeah.
If you are ever hosting a radio show, don't take a ladder to the face 2 days before.
No, don't do that.
It's not a good idea.
That's
it's
a bad thing.
It's not a good idea. Yeah,
bad thing.
Yeah. But we will be talking about this as we get closer to it.
Yeah.
Thing too, everybody. Looking forward to that one. We got a great lineup for you tonight, 5 to 6. Join us for Playmakers.
Yes.
It's a great one. Nobody
Call
made
in with your sports thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can talk with James.
Like Melissa James. Will not Mayla. Be doing.
I will not be doing it. Unless we're talking about table tennis, which I am a pro at.
Oh, really?
Yep. Any day now. Any
My
day now we'll be getting into that.
Will just astonish you.
Oh, I believe you, actually.
I want to get a table tennis. I want to get one.
See you guys take on each other.
We got a great one lined up tonight at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Arizona.
Very good. Ooh, that should be a good matchup.
Arizona's been having a fine season, and that should be a really nice matchup. Tomorrow, 4:30, Wisconsin hosting Oregon, number one team in the country, coming to Madtown. We're going to see how that one goes. And on Sunday, 1:40, Wisconsin women's basketball hosting UW-Milwaukee.
Yeah, the first women's game this year we're going to be broadcasting. Very cool.
Great lineup this weekend for you. Of course, it kicks off on Saturday mornings at 7 with the Sunshine Poker Show. Tim Hubbell, the Poker Guy. Maybe the greatest show of all time. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Sunshine Poker Show every Saturday at 7, and it leads into Terry Talks Nutrition with the great Terry Lemron. Mm-hmm. That's brought to us by our friends over at Family Natural Foods.
Yep.
And Over the Back Fence.
I will be here at 11, everybody. Call in. 715-424-2600. Same number, same time. I'm back.
It's your community billboard. Bring us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, and of course, keep the show popular so we can keep it on the air.
That's right.
I'm being blunt with you.
Keep the calls in, people.
Yes, we appreciate you doing that.
We do.
I was just going to say, we have such amazing things to listen to on our station. If you want to catch Seth and I on one of our sister stations, you can hear us during the new Wisco weekend at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And Sunday at 11, Lisa included us reading an old poem called Strong Coffee.
Strong Coffee.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know about that. Yeah. That's very cool. Very cool. I'm not jealous about my
You're not
my,
jealous
my,
at
my
all.
Friends
not at all.
Working with other people. No, that's awesome. Be sure to check that out, everybody. 8 a.m. What's that again, Melissa?
On New Wisco Weekends, it's the WGBW 97.9, which you probably have to catch it on our streaming app because
That's one of the coolest things about that app. Just like you're surfing channels, you can surf the radio stations.
That's right.
That's right.
Be sure to check it out. And be sure to check out our Sunday night lineup. We work really hard on this one, you guys. 5 to 6 directors cut. Seth and I get to talk to local creatives and have some fun. I think a replay of Hate Mail, this would be a good one, I think, this Sunday.
Let's do that one.
If you want. Or no, we could do something else, too. We'll figure it out. 6 to 8, join us for Seth Faces the Music.
Yes, and I will play something.
Yes, something will be lined up. His topic this week is something.
It's something. Yes. Something. No.
That'll be good.
As we preview our weekend for you, you can listen to us put it together.
Right here online.
We're real figuring time. It out as we go. Fly by the seat of our pants crew.
Behind the curtain, we don't have a curtain here, ladies and gentlemen. We do it right here in front of you. That's right.
I love that. Oh, that's
we don't cover anything up.
There's the new tagline.
Oh, boy.
Curtain? What curtain?
Unlabeled is new from 8 to 9. Yes, it is. Be sure to check that one out, everybody. I think I put together a pretty good one this
week. I am super excited about this one because you have, the diversity of the music you got this week is so fun. Oh, my God. It's a classic. For me, anyway. I don't know what anyone else is going to think, but I love it.
Check it out. A new episode of Unlabeled for you, 8 to 9 this Sunday right here.
I don't trust you on a lot of things, Seth. I do trust you on your music choices.
There we go. Well, James chose them, not me, but I love them.
I mean, your assessment of James.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Got a great bunch of events going on this week. And Seth, tell them about this.
In fact, we have one going on as we speak. The Big Bake Sale and Rummage Sale over at Trinity Lutheran Church in Port Edwards, located at 990 3rd Street. That's going till 4 o'clock today. And then tomorrow on Saturday from 8 to noon, they'll be selling baked goods and have rummage sale there. Bring the whole family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. It's going to be a lot of fun. And church bake sale, that's all I should have to say.
Yeah.
Seriously, really. Because those
church
are the best.
Make the best
stuff
baked goods.
That's happening today
what
and
time
tomorrow.
Does that go today, Tim?
Till 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock.
993rd Street in Port Edwards.
Santa is coming to Central Wisconsin Cultural Center tomorrow at 10:30. Head on over there. Hear Santa read to the kids. You're going to take a picture with Santa, eat cookies, make kids crafts, write a letter to Santa, and hand deliver it, all while your parents get a head start on the Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
You will find unique gifts there that you're not going to find anywhere else.
It's a great way to buy local and support local. Check it out. Doors open at 10. Story time begins at 10:30. Photos and activities will be available. There is a $5 suggested donation that we greatly appreciate you doing because that puts back into our community and helps the Cultural Center do the great work they're doing. Join them over at 2651 8th Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids at 10:30 tomorrow for coffee and fun with Santa.
Get your story, everybody.
The first Santa appearance.
Tomorrow, of course, from 9 to 1, we've got the Winter Market at the Moravian Church, everyone. 310 1st Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Hope to see you there.
Going to be a good time. We're looking forward to that and appreciate that. And it's another good opportunity to find some unique gifts and to buy local and support local.
Absolutely.
Great week, you two.
Yep, you too, man.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you soon and then later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.